Welcome to another edition of Flat Baroque, produced here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. I'm Dinah Jansen. Today we're going to listen to a performance of Leo Sienicik's Janufa, otherwise known as Her Stepdaughter, a three-act opera based on the play written by Gabriela Prisova. First performed at the National Theatre in Brno, Czechoslovakia in 1904, Janufa is one of the first operas written in prose and one that Janicek himself also wrote the Czech language libretto. Set in a Moravian village in the 19th century, the opera has a number of characters, including the title role Janufa, written for a soprano. There is also Števja Burja, father of Janufa's secret unborn child, Laka Kleman, Števja's half-brother who is in love with Janufa, Kostelnika Burjovka, Janufa's stepmother, grandmother Burjovka, Starek, a mill foreman, the mayor's wife, Karolka, the mayor's daughter, and a chorus of military recruits, servants, girls, villagers, and musicians. Recorded in 1982, the performance we will listen to today was conducted by Sir Charles Macarus at the Sofienzaal in Vienna, featuring the Vienna State Opera Chorus, the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, and the voice talents of Elizabeth Soderstrom, Vera Sukupova, Jendra Pokorna, Dalibor Jedlika, Vyslav Ochman, Yeva Randova, Peter Dvorsky, and others. Moving now into Act One, we find ourselves in that Moravian village with Janufa, Laka, and grandmother Burjovko, waiting for Števja to come home. Janufa is in love with Števja and secretly pregnant with his child, worrying constantly that he will be drafted into the army. Laka, Števja's half-brother, is in love with Janufa and constantly expresses bitterness against Števja's favored position at home. Complaining again on this particular day, he plays with a knife but finds it too blunt and takes it to the mill foreman to be sharpened. That foreman seems to have deep knowledge of the military draft process and informs the family that Števja has not in fact been drafted, much to Janufa's relief and Laka's frustration. Everyone leaves, but Janufa remains to wait for Števja, who appears with a group of soldiers, drunk and boasting of his prowess with other village girls. He calls for music and drags the miserable Janufa into dancing with him. Janufa's stepmother, Kostelnika, then steps into this rowdy scene, silencing the musicians and, shocked by Števja's behavior, forbids him from marrying Janufa until he can stay sober for one full year. The soldiers and the family leave, and Števja and Janufa are alone, and she begs him to love her, but he, unaware of her pregnancy, gives her only casual answers and leaves. Laka then returns, as bitter as ever, and he attempts to persuade Janufa into criticizing Števja, but she takes her beloved's side despite his ill treatment of her. Laka rages that Števja would never even look at her if it wasn't for her rosy cheeks. He then lashes out and slashes Janufa across the cheek with his newly sharpened knife. And here we are now at Act 1 of Leo Sienicik's Janufa.
Thank you. Oh, Se sei accolta ma tu, io Oh! Get it on, 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 get Субтитры сделал DimaTorzok. sepse. Widzisz, taka kostelniczka wlekła tebe, wypaluje. A to promo i las mógł pobie, promo i las mógł pobie, bo hlipista se dziwat, bo hlipista se dziwat, jak obeszedna dziewczata stoi.
Thank you. se ci va, vediamo con pace. Mare sarà rotti tu vuoi ci un ne da. Ecco di me!
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.